Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamah's daf. Kuf Chav Bey is the last daf in Maseches Yevamah. Tomorrow we begin Ksuvas, God willing, an auspicious time to pick up Lima Daf Yomi or even just continue. We're going to shorthand the introduction today because I'm a little bit behind on Kuf Chav Aleph and Mabez. And of course, the priority today is making sure that we actually finish the Masechta today. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. We got up to the two dots on Kuf Chav Beis, two dots, a couple of lines after the Mishnah. We have been speaking over the past couple of days. We're going to continue speaking today about the various types of Eidos that we will accept in order to permit a woman to get remarried. The various types of Eidos we will accept to establish that a woman's husband died in order to permit her to get remarried. And as we'll see, we accept many leniencies, or we incorporate many leniencies into this type of Eidos that we don't usually apply to regular Eidos. For example, accepting Eidos of one person, accepting Eidos of a woman, accepting Eidos of a guy we're going to talk about in today's daf, accepting eyewitness testimony or identification of a body if the identification is in less than ideal conditions. And generally, the Masechta is going to conclude with a discussion of how we would try to ensure that a woman is actually able to get remarried and not left in a status of being an aguna. So again, two dots, a couple of lines after the Mishnah. Kuf Chaf Aleph and Beis says the Gemara, Uvavik Kachavim Mahanim Meskavein. So the Mishnah told us that by a guy, if the guy is Meskavein to be Meyed, then his testimony is not testimony. But if he's not Meskavein to be Meyed, then we do accept his testimony as to the death of the husband, and we permit the woman to get remarried. So the Gemara is going to query, what exactly does this mean? Samar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu Elah Shemeskavein Lahatir. When do we not accept the guy's testimony? It's only when his obvious kavana is to be matur the woman to get remarried. We're going to see in the Gemara in a second how we know what his kavana is, because kavana is obviously something that's going on in your mind. How do we know whether the kavana is to be made or the kavana is to be matir? So says the Gemara that we don't accept his testimony when his kavana is to be matir. Why not? We're afraid maybe the woman hired the guy to testify that her husband died. Avol miskaven lahayid, but if he was miskaven to be meyid, then he does so edus, then his edus is going to be accepted. It's valid testimony. So heichi adina. So says the Gemara, the obvious question: how do we know what his kavana is? Whether he's miskaven to be matir, whether he's miskaven to be meyid. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Bala Basin Viyamar Ish Ploni Me Sesiu Es Ishto. If the guy comes to Basin and says, oh, so-and-so died, let his wife get remarried, that obviously Zeo Niskavin Lahatir. That is obvious that he's Miskavin to be Matir, because he specifically says, oh, let his wife get remarried. However, Me Stam, if he Stam testifies that the husband died, Zeo Niskavin Laedus. That's a guy who's Miskavin Laedus, but not Miskavin to be Matir. Itmar Nami, Amarish Lokesh Lashano Elishaloniskavin Lahatir, Elishaloniskavin Lahatir. The only time when we say that we don't accept his testimony is when he's miskaven to be matur the woman to get remarried. Avol miskaven lahayid, but if he's simply reporting facts, then edus o edus, then his edus is going to be valid, it's going to be accepted. Samarli Rav Yochanan, lokach haya maise ba'ushia, was there not a maise in Ushia, b'rebi she'atiram im shmonim v'chamishim zakenim, that Rebbe battled with 85 zakenim, amr lahem, lo shanu el neskaven lahatir, avol neskaven lahayid edus o edus, that he said that it's only that we only don't accept the guy's testimony when he's miskaven to be matir, but if he's miskaven to be meyed, if he's stam reporting the fact, then his testimony will be believed. Lo hodu lo chachamim, and the chachamim did not agree. The chachamim did not agree that if he's trying to give over a testimony, even if he's not trying to be matir, so long as he's trying to give over a testimony, we're not going to accept the guy's testimony. So says the Gemara, but we have a Mishnah that tells us that we do accept something from the guy, and then draws a distinction that it's only in certain circumstances where we accept from the guy, but not in every circumstance. But in that case, in our Mishnah, when it says that Vavri Kachavim is Meskavein, because the Mishnah was very vague, it said if the Ovei Kachavim has Kavana, then Ein Eidus O Eidus. So Heichem Ishkachasla. So in other words, how do we ever find testimony of a guy that is accepted? If you want to interpret the Mishnah by saying that if he's miskaven to be matur, then we don't accept. But if he's miskaven to be meyed, then we do accept. Fine, I understand what this means. But if we're saying in the Mishnah that if he's miskaven to be meyid, we're not going to accept his testimony. So what's the situation then when we will accept his testimony? Says the Gemara, b'mesiach lefi tumo, when he is not intending to testify at all, but stam when he's talking. In other words, when he's just speaking in a stream of consciousness. So what does that mean? In other words, when he's just blurting something out, he doesn't have in mind to be meyid at all. Ki ahuda v'kamar v'azil. There was a guy who was walking around saying, "Man ika be chivoy, man ika be chivoy." Who's here from the house of Chivoy? Shchiv Chivoy. Chivoy died, and he wasn't trying to testify. He was just like walking around like a town crier, saying, "Oh, you know, who's here from the Jones house? Mr. Jones died." The answer of Rav Yossi Lidabisu, and Rav Yossi permitted his wife to get remarried because this guy did not intend to testify at all. He was being Messiah Lefitumo, and if he's being Messiah Lefitumo, we are going to allow the wife to get remarried on the basis of that report. Davi Kamar Va'azil, the similar case, there was a guy who was going around saying, "Vaile the Persia's Riza Davi Pumpadisa, woe is to the swift horseman who was in Pumpadisa, the Shachiv, because he died." Vince of Rav Yosef, Vitema Rava Lidabisu, and again, they let his wife get married on the basis of that statement. Davi Kamar Va'azil, there was a guy who was going and saying, "Man Ika Bechasa, Tava Chasa, who is here from the house of Chasa? Chasa drowned." Amar Rav Nachman, "Hello Kim. Ochlu kavrei lechasa." Ah, it's obvious. This guy is being mesiach lefitumo. He's stam speaking, stream of consciousness. He's reporting that chasa died. It's obvious that the fish are eating chasa. Midibure d'Rav Nachman ozlo debisu d'chasa vinseva. When the wife of this guy of chasa overheard Rav Nachman say, "Oh my, based on this account of the guy, we understand, we believe that chasa actually died. So therefore the woman took Rav Nachman's statement as permission for her to get married. Velo amrula velo midia, and they didn't say anything. So in other words, even though Chasa drowned in a mayim shein lem sof, and in a mayim shein lem sof, really what we saw yesterday was ishto asura, because we're always afraid that her husband may have come up on the far shore. Still, that's only a lechatchila, but b'dievet, if she got married, we're not going to say anything. And that's why it says velo amru lo velo midi. Even though lechatchila she shouldn't have gotten remarried, you know, still. But then the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Amar Avashi, Shema Mina, Hadi Amar Rabbana, Mayim Sheim Lam Sofi, Shto Asura, I mean, L'chadchila, Aval Iyan Asav Lam Afkina Mina. Right, so that's what the Gemara says, that from here it's Mashma, that when we said yesterday that the Mayim Sheim Lam Sofi, you're not supposed to get remarried, that's only L'chadchila. But the Eved, if you got remarried, we're not going to force you to terminate the marriage, and that's why over here in the Gemara it said, Lo Amar Lava Lo Midi. So the Chuba's Maimino says that obviously we have to be careful here, because anytime you're setting up a situation where we have a halacha, but we say that the halacha only applies lechatchila, but not b'dieved, and therefore if you did it, we're not going to make you undo what you did. You have to make sure that the only time we're going to permit it to stand is when there's a situation of toes, when there's really an exigent circumstance. Because if we're going to say that the situation can stand even without an exigent circumstance, and we're saying that the halacha is like this only lechatchila, but b'dieved, if you did it, it's fine. So everybody's going to do it and then say, whoops, I already did it. It's already b'dieved. So we have to make sure that we appropriately keep people in check. Says the Gemara Vayter, last medium-sized line, Ika Damri, Intsav Rav Nachman Lidvisu, that Rav Nachman actually permitted the wife to get remarried. Why? I thought Mayim Shei Ein Lem Sof Lechatchila is Ishto Asura. Why did Rav Nachman permit the woman to get remarried? So Amar Chasa Gavra Rabba Yisei, because he figured that Chasa is a Gavra Rabba, and he said, "Desalei Kala Islei Lemilsei." If he would have actually come up the shore on the other side of the river, on the other side of the ocean, it would have been very public. Velohi, but we saw yesterday that's not true. Loshna Gavra Rabba, Loshna Lav Gavra Rabba, Dievedin Lechatchila Lo. It doesn't matter whether the guy is a Gavra Rabba or not. Mayim Shein Lem Sof, B'dieved, if she got remarried, it's okay. L'chadchila, she should never get remarried. So in other words, according to this Girsa, Rav Nachman's Psak was mistaken. He should not have permitted her to get remarried. According to the first Lashon, it's okay because she went ahead and got remarried, and therefore, B'dieved, we're going to let the marriage stand. Says the Gemara Vayter, two dots, three lines up. There was an Ovi Kachavim who said to a Jewish person, cut this unripe grain from the ground and feed it to the animal on Shabbos. Obviously, cutting grain from the ground is a violation of one of the Lametes Malachos, it's kotzer. However, v'ilo, katlina lo, v'ilo, and if you don't do it, katlina locha, kid the katlina laploni bar Yisrael, damri le bashalik, there rebbe Shabbos v'lo bashalik, v'katlise. And if you don't do it for me, I'm going to kill you the same way I killed the other Jewish guy, who I told him, you better cook a meal for me on Shabbos, and if you don't, I'm going to kill you. And he didn't cook a meal for me on Shabbos, and so I killed him. So in the meantime, Shama Debisu, so the wife of the first guy came, and because the guy goes to Reuven and says to Reuven, you better cut this grass from the ground for me on Shabbos, because if not, I'm going to kill you the same way I killed Shimon, because I told Shimon to cook a meal for me on Shabbos, and he refused. So Shimon's wife overheard this, Basal Akame Da Abaye, and he came, and she came before Abaye and said, so what's the story now? In other words, can I get remarried on the basis that this guy was saying to Reuven, you better do what I'm telling you, you better violate this or that I'm telling you, otherwise I'm going to kill you the same way I killed Shimon. So do we believe that he actually killed Shimon? So Shasa Tulsa Rigli, he waited for three regalim. Rashi has two girsos, what three regalim means. Either it means mamish regalim, when all the chachamim would come to learn Hilchas Pesach v'Pesach, Hilchas Chag v'Chag, and so he was waiting for basically the rabbinic convention in order to raise this question. Rashi says another interpretation is not that it was Rigli in terms of regel, but Rigli in terms of the yard site, because whenever the minhag was that whenever it was the yard site of a great rabbi, like, you know, the Rav Soloveitchik used to give a yard site shiur. So whenever there was a yard site of a rabbi, so what they would do is they would gather at the kever of the Rav that had passed away, and they would learn Torah at his kever. So whatever it was, he knew that there would be a big gathering of Tamidei Chachamim. So he waited for this regel. Let's ask Rav Yosef, because he's very decisive. So they came before Rav Yosef, and they said, can we assume that Shimon died? Because the guy was threatening Reuven, you better violate the sister, or otherwise I'm going to kill you the same way I killed Shimon. So Pasha Mehamas Nisan. So he was poshed it from a Mishnah. And he was poshed it from a Brisa, rather. That's what the Mesoras Hashas changes the Girsa to. So Avi Kachavim Shayamokha Peris Peshuk. So you have an Kachavim who are selling Peris in the Shuk. Viamar Peris Olavu Shel Orlahain. These Peris are Shel Orla. He was trying to tout his ware. So he was saying, these Peris are Orla. Shel Azika Hain. They are of Azika. What does Azika mean? Rashi has two girsos. One girsa in Rashi is that Azika is the name of a place in Israel, and this guy was selling Peros in Bavel, and he was saying like Jaffa oranges, so he was trying to, again, promote his merchandise. So he was saying, these fruits are from the place Azika, which produces very good fruits. Rashi has another girsa that Azika means it's guarded, meaning that it was a field that was during Shemitah, and that the field was guarded, and he thought that this was a shevach to the fruits, but really it wasn't, because really, if something is guarded, you're not allowed to do business with Shemitah produce, and therefore, if something is guarded, it's actually bad during Shemitah, but the guy thought it was good. Rashi doesn't like that interpretation, because by Shemitah, the halacha is that everything turns at the Zman Bir. Before the Zman Bir, everything is going to be mutter. After the Zman Bir, everything is going to be usur. It doesn't mean whether it's a guarded field or a not guarded field. So therefore, Rashi prefers the interpretation that Shel Azika means it's from a place in Eretz Yisrael that produces very valuable fruits, very, very good fruits, rather. Shel Netzer Revayin, if he says Shel Netzer Revayin, and therefore you have to eat them only in Yerushalayim. Lo Amar Klum. We are not choshesh for what he says. In other words, we don't believe him. When he says that these fruits are from Israel, these fruits are Netzer Revai, these fruits are Erla, the first 3 years, we don't have to accept any special stringencies Lagabe these fruits. For example, even if he says they're from Israel, we don't have to worry about Trumas and Maisras, because we simply don't believe a word that he says. Lonis Kavin Elul Ashbiach Mekho, because he only intends to be Mashbiach his Mekach, and only, or in other words, all he wants to do is he wants to promote his merchandise. So too over here, when the guy was trying to be a tough guy, so he was telling Reuven, you better violate the Isser, otherwise I'm going to kill you the same way I killed Shimon. Did he really kill Shimon? No, he didn't really kill Shimon. He was trying to promote himself as a tough guy, and therefore he told Reuven that he better violate the Isser. But on the basis of that statement, we cannot allow the wife of the first guy, the wife of Shimon, to get remarried. There was a maisa with an avikachavim and a Yisrael that were going on the way. And then the guy came and said, that woe is to the Jew who was with me on the derech because he died and I buried him. And they let his wife get remarried because the guy wasn't testifying. He was done being Messiah Chlefitumo. Veshuv Maisa Bekolor Shol Bnei Adam. Now there was a Maisa of a group of people. The first was an individual, now was a group. Shol Bnei Adam Shayim Halkin Lantuchia. They were going to Antuchia. Bovi Kochavim Echad Yamar Chaval Al Kolor Shol Bnei Adam Shemesu Vekvartim. Woe is unto them. They all died. I buried them. Vesiyos Nishazayim. And they permitted their wives to get remarried. Shuv Maisa, the last Maisa, Beshisha Bnei Adam. Not only an individual, not only a group, but a big group of 60 people, Shayim Halchim Lakarchum Beitar, that they were going to the siege of Beitar, Beitar, Shemesu Vikvartim, that they died and I bury them, and they permitted the wives to get remarried. So there is a machlokas rishonim over here, predictably, because of the specific language that the Gemara uses. We had been saying that we're going to believe a guy that a person died in order to let his wife get remarried when he is mesiach lefituma, when he is simply reporting facts and doesn't intend to testify. Over here, not only was the guy reporting facts, but the guy said there was one detail that was added in all these three stories, that they all died and I buried all of them. So there's a machlokas rishonim. Whether the only time we believe the guy when he's being mesiach lefitumo is when he says that he actually buried them, or if no, the point is that we believe him when he is stam reporting, and the fact that he buried them is a detail, but it's not a detail that's critical to his nemanus, because even if he didn't say he buried them, we would still believe the guy when he's being mesiach lefitumo. Okay, so we're up to the first mishnah on Kufchav Beis Amid Aleph. Says the Mishnah as follows, Me'idin la'raner u'lar la'avana, that you're allowed to be made, and when you identify a body, you're allowed to be made even by artificial light. In other words, even by candlelight, even by the Ara Lavana. And this is considered to be a hakara. This is considered to be an actual identification, an actual recognition. The chiddush is that this type of recognition is valid even when the person is dead. Because when the person is alive, it's obvious that you can identify a person, you can identify somebody, even if there is no natural sunlight, even if there's artificial light. But that's because when you're identifying the person, you're identifying not only his facial features, but also you know his idiosyncrasies, you know his movements, you know how he behaves. However, when the body is dead, the body's obviously not moving, therefore you're only looking at the facial identification. Chiddush of the Mishnah is that that is valid even if it's via artificial light. We may see an alpi baskol, and we permit a woman to get remarried on a baskol. What does it mean, a baskol? So baskol and shas could mean two different things. Baskol could mean a voice comes down from heaven, which is the way we typically think of a baskol when we say baskol and shas, lo b'shamayim hi, that there's a heavenly voice that emanates that says such and such died. That's not the type of baskol that we're talking about. We're going to see a baskol means that somebody says something, there's an actual person behind it who says something. The thing is, we don't know who the person is who's talking. So somebody is talking, but it's an unidentified person who's talking. So says the Mishnah, Maisa Becha Chamad al Rosh Ahar. There was a Maisa with somebody standing on top of a man, the Amar, Ish Ploni ben Ploni Mimakum Ploni Mace, that so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, from so-and-so place, died. Holchov L'Matzu Shamadam. So they all heard the voice speaking from the mountaintop, crying out from the mountaintop. They went up to the top of the mountain. They didn't find anybody there. V'siu es ishto, yet they permitted his wife to get remarried. That's a baskol, because we heard a voice. We don't know where the voice came from, but it sounded like a human voice. Therefore, we're going to permit the woman to get remarried. There was a maisa in Salmon where a guy said himself, I, so-and-so, such son of so-and-so, was bitten by a snake, vareani mace, and I'm gonna die. And they went and they didn't recognize him. Why didn't they recognize him? Because the snake bit him, and therefore he was all disfigured. But they went and they permitted his wife to get remarried. Okay, so says the Gemara now. Vayter, and again, the Achronim are medayik, that this is that when we say baskol here, again, we're not talking about the typical baskol, because lo b'shamayim, we're talking about a human voice. We just can't identify the speaker. Says the Gemara in the first wide line, Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel Tana Beishamay Omrim Emasi and Alpi Baskol. Beishamay says that we do not permit a woman to get remarried Alpi Baskol. Beisul Omrim Masiyam Alpi Baskol. And Beisul says that we do permit a woman to get married Alpi Baskol. So my Kamash Mulamas Nisanhi. What's the Chiddush? Our Mishnah just told us. So Stam Mishnah that may see an Alpi Baskol. So what's the Chiddush over here? Says the Gemara. That if we find another Stam Mishnah elsewhere in Shas that says Ein Masiyan Al Pi Baskol, we don't have to worry about that Mishnah. Why? Because that Stam Mishnah goes like Beishamai. We know that Beishamai B'makom Hillel B'makom Beis Hillel Ein a Mishnah, and therefore we don't have to pay any attention to that Stam Mishnah because that is the rejected Shita of Beishamai. So again, it was a Maisa that they heard a sound. They heard somebody saying that so and so died. They went. They couldn't find anybody there. V'holchu v'lo matzu, said the Gemara. V'dilma sheidu. Why are we so certain that this was a person? So in other words, what we're saying is Baskol is the voice of a person, but we don't know who's speaking. Says the Gemara, why are we so sure that there's a person here? V'dilma sheidu. Maybe it was a demon. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Sharo lo d'masadam, because they saw a human form. Says the Gemara, ininami dami damu, ininami damu. The Shadim also present themselves in human form. Whatever the Shadim is, what the Gemara is talking about, spirits, whatever they were in the time of the Gemara, big machlokas, do they exist? Did they exist ever? But whatever. But the Shadim, according to the Gemara, could appear like a human person. So how do you know that it was a regular person? The chazulei b'bavoa, because you saw their shadow, and the Shadim don't have a shadow. Says the Gemara, yes, they do. Vinanami yisle bavoa. They also have a shadow. The chazulei bavoa de bavoa. They saw the shadow of a shadow. Vidilma lidu yisle bavoa de bavoa. Maybe they also have a shadow of a shadow. So Amar Rav Chanina, Amar li Yonas and Sheda. Yonas and Sheda said to me, bavoa islu, bavoa de bavoa leslu. No, they have a shadow, but not a shadow of a shadow. Who is Yonas and Sheda? So Rashi says two girsos. Either he was a shade himself, and he was telling the Chachamim all about the properties of the Shadim, or he wasn't a Shade himself, he was Tama guy who was a Bucky in Shadim. So says the Gemara Viter, Vidilma Tsarahave. So maybe it was a the Tsara of this woman who made the proclamation on the top of the mountain, and one of the types of people who are not believed to testify on the death of a man in order to permit his wife to get remarried is a tzara, is a co-wife. So why aren't we afraid that if we hear a voice and proclaiming that somebody died and we go and we don't know who the voice belongs to, why aren't we afraid that it was actually a co-wife or one of the people who's ineligible to testify for the woman regarding the death of her husband and she's trying to trick the woman? Says the Gemara, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, B'shas HaSakana, Kos V'minos, and Afal Pi Shem Akirin. Because B'shas HaSakana, the halacha is that we write a get and we give the get over, even though we don't know the name, even though we don't really recognize the person who was instructing us to give the get. And this is considered to be B'shas HaSakana. Why? Because there is a Sakana. There's an emergency, or the emergency is that if we don't accept this testimony, then the woman is going to be stuck as an aguna. The woman is never going to be able to get remarried. That is going to come into play all the way at the end of the Masechta. Again, this is one of the big kulos that the Chachamim establish in order to prevent the situation of igun, which is a very, very unfortunate and tragic situation. Chachamim did everything that they could within their power to make sure that that would never happen. So you're right. Even though ordinarily speaking, we don't know who this is, maybe we should be afraid. The halacha is that by testimony like this, we're going to accept the testimony, we're going to accept the account, even if we don't know who the account came from, because this is a makom sakana, we must do everything within our power to prevent a woman from becoming an aguna. Says the Mishnah, second to last Mishnah on this page. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, kasheyaradati lanarado, we actually saw this, in the Gemara, couple of days ago, that Rabbi Kiva said, when I went to Nardo la'avar shana, to be ma'avar the shana, matzasi Nehemia ish beis dali, so I saw Nehemia ish beis dali, so he said to me, shamati shemesin es isha beretz Yisrael al pi'eid echad, ela rabidu ben baba, that I heard that there's only one Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, there's only one rabbi in Eretz Yisrael who will permit a woman to get remarried on the basis of Eid Echad, and that is Rav Yudah ben Bava. And I said to him, Kenad Varam. Yep, it's Rav Yudah ben Bava. He's the Das Yachid who says that a woman is allowed to get married al pi Eid Echad. So Amar Li, so he said to me, Amar Li Mishmi, he said, go tell them in my name, Atem Yodim, that you guys know, Shamedina Meshabesas Begaisos, that this Medina is overrun with Geisos. So we saw this, in other words, it's overrun with troops, this is Shas Melchama. We saw this a couple of days ago, Legabe Da Alacha, that we said that Bashas Melchama, remember, a woman is not believed to testify that her husband died. Because Bashas Milchama, we assume the woman never actually saw the husband dead. The woman only assumes that the husband is dead because it's wartime and everybody else is dying. We then asked, what about an Eid Echad Bashas Milchama? If you have an Eid Echad and it's a time of war, will that Eid Echad be believed? We tried to bring a raya from this Mishnah, because this is the reason that we saw this Mishnah in the Gemara earlier. We tried to bring a raya from this Mishnah because, this Mishnah says Shas Milchama and we're going to believe an Eid Echad. But what we ultimately wound up saying was, no, this Mishnah is not talking about where there is a Shas Milchama at the time that the death occurred. The reason the Nehemiah Ish Beis Dali is explaining to Rabbi Akiva why he couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael to give over this halacha, to give over this Mesorah himself. So he said, you know that this Medina is overrun with bandits. The Kublani Mib Ramliel Azakain. I have it on tradition from Ram Gamliel Azakain, Shemasina Seish Al Pi Echad, that we do permit a woman to get married Al Pi Echad, and Kshabasi Vertsisi Devorim Lefnei Ram Gamliel, and when I told Ram Gamliel, his grandson, Samach Lidvarai Vamru Matsona Chavar Rav Yudah ben Bava, that he said he was very happy and said, oh, we found a colleague, we found a friend for Rav Yudah ben Bava, because Rav Yudah ben Bava had been the only one who had said the Messinas Ishal Piyed Echad. That was a Das Yachid. It took a lot of courage to say that you were allowed to, that we permit a woman to get remarried Al Piyed Echad. And then we came and we said, not only is this Rav Yudah ben Bava Shita, but Rav Gamliel Azakein had the same Shita also. So that, of course, rejuvenated Rav Yudah ben Bava, and that reinforced the Shita that you're allowed to permit a woman to get remarried Al pi Eid Echad. Mitoch Hadavar Nitzkav Rav Gamliel Shenergu Arugam Betal Arza, that Rav Gamliel remembered that there were some people who died on Tel Arza, that there was a Eid Echad that testified that they died. Ve'esi Rav Gamliel Nitzhaseim Al pi Eid Echad. And Rav Gamliel then permitted their wives to get remarried on the basis of the testimony of an Eid Echad. And they were muchzuk that they would allow the following type of testimony. Eid mipi eid, one who hears from another eid, in other words, hearsay. We would accept even hearsay testimony that we saw yesterday. Eid mipi eid, mipi eved, even from an eved, mipi isha, mipi shifcha, from a maidservant, from a woman. We would accept all this type of testimony. We are not Macy and Isha al Pied Echad. Rabbi Kiva Omer lo al Pi Isha, v'lo al Pi Eved, v'lo al Pi Shifcha, v'lo al Pi Krovim. That we don't accept these types of Sulei Edus. In other words, we're not going to accept an Eved, we're not going to accept an Isha, we're not going to accept a Shifcha, we're not going to accept Krovim. However, we will accept, according to Rabbi Akiva, an Eid Echad who's a man. So says the Gemara, whoa, hang on. We've been literally talking for the past week plus about how a woman could come into Beis Din and say, my husband died, and we're going to permit the woman to get remarried. So you're telling me that Rabbi Akiva says that we don't believe the testimony of a woman, so all the Gemara that we learned over the past week and a half is not true? What are you talking about? V'sofer Rabbi Akiva al pi isha lo, v'atanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, mishum Rabbi Akiva, isha ne'menes la ve'gita. A woman is believed to bring her get and say, this is the get that my husband gave me. They call the chomer. Uman nashem shamru chachamim einemonos lomar meis bala madach. A woman who is not believed to say meis bala. Who's a woman who's not believed to say meis bala? Like a tsara or a yavama. One of the examples, the five examples that the Mishnah gave a couple of days ago, where the woman is not believed to testify as to the death of another woman. Even though that type of woman is not believed to say meis baila, ne'menes la vigiteyem, the tsara is believed to bring a get that was allegedly given to her co-wife, even though she's not believed to testify as to the death of the co-wife's husband, Zu Shenemenes Lomar Meis Baila. This woman who is believed to say that her husband died, ain't a din shenemenes lahavi gita. So isn't it a din? Isn't it a kavachomer that she's also believed to bring her get? So says the Gemara. So nashim shamu chachamim udelo mehemni isha ba'alma mehemni. So it's nashim, the nashim that the chachamim said are not to be believed, are not believed. In other words, the tzara, the mother-in-law, the daughter-in-law, the women who have a contentious relationship with the person regarding whose husband they're testifying. However, stam women are believed. So how could it be that Rabbi Akiva is telling me in the Mishnah that we don't believe testimony of a woman by Edus Isha? That can't be. Says the Gemara, lo kasha, kan kodem shechziku, kan la'achar shechziku. In other words, it's simply before Rabbi Akiva retracted Ashita. At first, Rabbi Akiva thought that a woman's testimony will not be accepted. After Rabbi Akiva retracted Ashita, he agreed that a woman's testimony will be accepted. There is a din over here that we talk about accepting testimony from all sorts of psulei edus, like in Eved, and we saw a testimony from a guy in the previous Mishnah. So we're going to accept testimony from a lot of people, from a woman, from a shifcha, from a lot of people who we ordinarily don't accept testimony from. Hearsay edus we accept. So the din is, what about a gazlan shel Torah? What if you have a guy who's mamish and over avera, and he's posel edus midoraisa? So whether we accept edus of a gazlan shel Torah or not, and let's say if we're not going to accept testimony from him, what if he's being mesiach lefituma? What if he's stam reporting what happened? If he's reporting an accounting of facts, is he any worse than a guy who we're going to accept mesiach lefituma account from, or not? So there's a big din over here. What exactly the situation is by somebody who is a gazlan midaraisa, and exactly how bad that is. Whether we may be positioned to accept his testimony or to accept his account in any circumstance. Says the last Mishnah now in the Masechta. So says the Mishnah as follows. So Amar lo Maisa b'Bnei Levi, there was a Maisa with the Bnei Levi, Shalchu l'Tzohar, that they went to Tzohar, Itmarim, v'chol echad meyem, and one of them got sick, v'eviyu b'pundak, and they brought him to an inn where he was supposed to rest, to b'chazrasam. They went out to do their thing, and when they came back, Amar lo Pundakis, they said to the innkeeper, Ta'ayei chavireinu, where's our friend? So Nomis Lam, so that she said to them, Meis v'kvartiv, he died and I buried him. And they permitted his wife to get remarried. So it says the Gemara, Velete Kohenes Kapundakis. So a Kohenes, meaning not really a Kohenes, but a Bas Yisrael, shouldn't have the same nemanos as this innkeeper. The Goyish innkeeper, when she said that the guy died, we believed her. And we permitted his wife to get remarried. So a Jewish woman, a Bas Yisrael, is not going to be believed to the same extent as the Pundik is. Obviously, we're going to accept in the testimony of a woman regarding Edus Isha. So Amr Lahu, L'chashatei Kapundikis, Nemenes. When a Bas Yisrael is like the Pundik is, then we'll believe her. What does that mean? Because Atziyo Le'emaklo V'tarmilo V'sefer Torah Shal Yebiyado. Because she brought all of his artifacts there. In other words, because the Pundakis, we weren't relying on her testimony. She brought all of his personal items and said, "Hey, these belong to the guy who died." So in other words, we're relying not on her testimony, but on her simanin. And that's why we would believe her, even though we wouldn't believe Abbas Yisrael. Again, of course, this is the Mishnah Rishona. This is the first Mishnah. At first, when they thought that a Jewish woman was not believed to testify on Edus Isha, we saw that they retracted, and ultimately they said that we do believe testimony of women, legabe Edus Isha, in order to permit a woman to get remarried if her husband died. Said the Gemara. Now, on turning to Chufchav Beis, Amid Beis, Last Amud in Maseches Yevamah. So my great use of the Pundikis. Why is everybody knocking the Pundikis? If the Pundikis is believed, then even certainly Yabas Yisrael should be believed. What's the problem with it that she's an innkeeper? An innkeeper is a respectable position. So I already previewed it because Amar Rav Kahana, Pundikis Avedes Kochavim Haisa. It was a Goyish Pundikis, a Mesiach Lefituma Haisa. And she was being Mesiach Lefituma, she wasn't Meskavim Levis at all. Zem Maklov is a Tamidov, is a Kever Shekvartiv. Bo, this is his walking stick, this is his cloak, this is the kever that I buried him in. The Chaintani Abba Braid Ramanyumi Barchia Pundikas of Adas Kochavim Maisa. She was an Avedas Kochavim, Umesicha Lefituma Isa, and she was Mesiach Lefituma. Zema Kelo, Vizetamilo, Vizekever Shekavartibo, Vaayechavarenu Kamerla. Well, hang on, how can you say that she was Mesiach Lefituma? Mesiach Lefituma means that she is Stam speaking in stream of consciousness, not intending to testify. They came to her, they asked her, where's our friend? She was reporting, she was responding to their question, saying where their friend was. That's not Mesiach Lefitumo. So says the Gemara, Kivan the Chazinu, when she saw them, Bachya, she started crying. And the fact that she started crying right away, that was the Mesiach Lefitumo. Amrullah, they saw her crying, and they said, Ayechavirenu, where's our friend? Amrullahem, she then said to them, Mesukvartiv, that he died and I buried him. And so therefore, this is considered to be Mesiach Lefi Tumo. Again, the Achronim point out that Mesiach Lefi Tumo is only accepted by a guy by Edus Isha. This is a special kula by Edus Isha. By other things, the guy is not believed. In other words, we don't believe a guy by Isser Veheter. Like if a guy is being Mesiach Lefi Tumo, and says, some milk fell into the chicken soup, but don't worry, because it was only a tiny bit of milk, and it's not enough to trafe up the chicken soup. That we don't believe. We only believe Mesiach Lefitumo by Edus Isha. So says the Gemara Navaiter, three lines up from where the lines get medium-sized. Tana Rabbanan. There was a Maisa with a certain person who came to be Mayid on a woman, meaning to testify that her husband died, the name Rabbi Tarfon, for Rabbi Tarfon. Amar lo, b'ni, he'echata yodea beidus isha zu. How do you know this? So Amar, anivu ayinu holcha mederech, because we were going on the journey. V'radav achreinu gayas, and a bandit chased after us. V'nitla b'yichur shel zesim, b'yichur shel zayis, and the guy took a branch of an olive tree, upashko, and he broke it off. V'echzor zagayas lachor, and he beat back the bandit, Amartilo, and I said to him, Aryeh, and because that's what they call him in his city, Yashar Kochacha, good job that you beat the bandit back. So Amar Li, so he said to me, Minayin Ati Yodea Sha'aryeh Shmi, how do you know that Aryeh is my name, that you call me lion? In other words, he was calling him lion because he was so brave. But he said, Aryeh is my name. How do you know that Aryeh is my name? Kach Korno Sabi'iri Yochanan Barabi Honasan, Aryeh de Mechvar Shichaya, that they call me in my city Yochanan, the son of Rav Yonah's son, the lion of Kfar Shichaya. L'yamim chala umeis. After a while, he died, and that's how I know him. In other words, you ask me how I know him, this is how I know him. I was on the journey, and we had this whole episode. Vesi Rabbi Tarfon es ishto, and Rabbi Tarfon permitted his wife to get remarried on the basis of Eid Echad. Rabbi Tarfon, Loboy Drisha Vachakira, says the Gemara, Rabbi Tarfon stam allowed the woman to get remarried on the basis of this testimony without requiring any Drisha Vachakira here onto the testimony. Vatanya, Maisa Badam Echad, a very similar story. Shabalafne, Rabbi Tarfon, Layed Edis Isha, who came to before Rabbi Tarfon to be made Edis Isha, Amr Lo, Beni Chechati Yodea Edisu, how do you know this Edis? Amr Lo, Anivo, Aino, Holchamaderech, we were going on the journey, Vrada Vacharina Gaius, and the band that chased after us, Venitla, Beyichor Shataina, and he took a palm branch, Upashku, and he ripped it off, Echzor Sagayas Lachorav, and he beat back the Gaius, Amartilo, Yashakocha, Aryeh, and I said, Aryeh Yashakoch, Amar Li, Yofa Kavanti Lishmi, oh, you knew my name, Shakach Korono Sabiri, Yochanan Ben Yonasan, Aryeh de Mefar Shichaya, the line of Far Shichaya, Liyamim Chalo Meis, eventually he got sick and he died, Amar Lo, Lo Kach Amarti Li, but then Rav Tarfon said, oh wait, didn't you tell me that it was Yochanan ben Yonasan the Mekfar Shichaya Aryeh? That it was from the town of Shichaya Aryeh, not that it was Aryeh Mekfar Shichaya. So this is Rav Tarfon trying to do a Drisha V'Chakira to make sure that he knew exactly what he was testifying to, that he was testifying accurately. So he said, no, elakach amarti lecha, Yochanan ben Yonah's son, Aryeh de Mechfar Shichaya, not Kfar Shichaya Aryeh, but the lion of Kfar Shichaya. He went through this whole thing, the whole rigmarole, two or three times. He kept testifying as to the same thing. And Rabbi Tarfon permitted his wife to get remarried. So what is it? Do we require a drisha v'chakira or not? Tanoi itzmach lokas. Tanya ein bo kenedi nashem drisha v'chakira. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says no drisha v'chakira. Rabbi Tarfon nomar bodkim. Rabbi Tarfon says that we do require drisha v'chakira. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva that we don't. But the kamifli gibra Rav Chanina. The amar Rav Chanina. Dvar Torah. Usually we do require drisha v'chakira. Shenemar mishpat echad yelachem. They're supposed to be alike. Why do we not do drisha v'chakira by dinei mamonas? Shlotinol delz v'nei lovin. Because nobody's going to loan money if the only way you can get repaid is by edus where we're darshan v'charkin v'chokrin. Even if they're testifying truthfully, it's still very easy to get slipped up, tripped up, and therefore nobody's going to loan money. But my kamifli, why by edus isha do we have this machlokas? Mar sever kivan dikaksuba. One says because the result of the husband dying is that the woman gets to collect her ksuba, therefore it's like dinei mamonis. Omar sever kiven de kasherin and eshes la'alma kedinei nefashas dami. And others say because we're going to permit an eshes to get remarried and iser eshes is nisr chenek, therefore it's like dinei nefashas. Amar of Elazar, Amar of Chanina. Tamidei chachamim marbim shalom b'yolam. Tamidei chachamim marbim shalom b'yolam. Shenemar v'chol b'nayich limudei Hashem v'rav shalom b'nayich. So the Gemara concludes on a happy note. Why do we conclude with this? The Aruch Lener says, because the whole purpose of all of these sakonas that we've been mentioning over the past few days, sakonas agunos, to make sure that women can get remarried. When is there shalom ba'olam? When a man and woman are married in a happy marriage together. The chachamim try to facilitate marriage, therefore they're marbim shalom ba'olam. And we conclude with this happy note. It's just note also, banayach, there are four mesechtas which conclude with this mimer. Brochos, nazir, yevamos, krizos, rashi tevos, banayach. Thus concludes Maseches Yevamos. A hearty mazel tov to everybody. And tomorrow we, God willing, begin Maseches Ksuvos. Everybody have a wonderful day.